Yesterday, Governor Whitmer announced a series of metrics she plans to use to determine when certain COVID-related restrictions will be lifted. And the metrics are all tied to vaccination rates. Here to talk with us about the governor's plan is Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey, Rick.
Hi, April.
Under this plan, workers can start returning to offices that have been closed when 55% has gotten at least its first dose of a vaccine. And I mean, that could just be in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. It would be 2 weeks after that. But yeah, it's we're on the cusp of that.
From there, it's a series of vaccination rates that ease restrictions on things like gatherings and indoor dining until we get to an apex, hopefully. Governor Whitmer is looking for 70% vaccination of the population before she will lift the mask mandate. Mm-hmm. So, Rick, does that mean we'll basically be wearing masks forever?
There are some off ramps, but clearly this is an ambitious target that that she set. But it's also the one that, you know, epidemiologists have basically said we need to hit in order to be safe. And it would be much better to aim high and not quite make it than set a low target and not do, you know, not take it as far as you could. So it's, I mean, it is a political decision with medical elements to it.
Rick, these metrics were something that the governor's critics had been asking about for a long time. Do we know anything about what prompted her to announce them?
Well, a few things. Probably the biggest one is that basically the governor has gone as far as she can with orders and with orders and mandates. And it's actually, it was probably reaching the point where it was becoming counterproductive, where people who were maybe vaccine skeptical were digging in their heels and saying, no way. And so now the state has moved more into this mode of persuasion and incentivizing rather than saying you have to.
Did the governor say anything about how her team settled on these benchmarks?
Well, the 70% ultimate goal has been around for a while. That's sort of the space at which, you know, we can be comfortable that enough people have reached that long sought herd immunity that it's safe to go out and about again and not put ourselves at risk, not put each, you know, others at risk in ways that are, you know, too far outside what used to be normal.
Hmm. The pace of vaccinations has slowed down in Michigan over the past couple of weeks. Did you get a sense of urgency out of this? Like, she's really hoping to stoke people that they'll get out there and make those appointments now.
I'm going to give that a firm yes and no. Clearly, there is an urgent need to pick up the pace of that. But I think, again, this sort of, you know, harkens back to, you know, what we were talking about before, is that choice as opposed to instructions are where it's at. You know, you're going to do this because it's the right thing. You're not going to do it because you're being told that that you have to do it. And so the urgency, to the degree that they're trying to transmit that message, is one of, go out and do your duty.
I was interested that these metrics are all about vaccination rates, not about infections. Mm-hmm. Did the governor have anything to say about what will happen if and when we hit another surge, or if the current one doesn't slow down?
No, not specifically. I mean, obviously, the governor is trying to avert any, further restraints on her executive authority and the authority of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to do things in case of a surge. But the message really is that if we do this right, then there won't be a surge, and so that we won't have to confront that reality, even though that is a real possibility when we've got these variants that are unpredictable.
These benchmarks are, some of them are quite far away from where we are right now. Did the governor give any indication that she's aware that maybe some of the upper tiers may be a steep climb?
She's very aware that, the point here was to aim high, set a goal with rewards attached to it, and then try to make it there. If, we don't hit that lofty pinnacle of 70% vaccinations, then then what happens remains to be seen. Clearly, we can't remain under these sorts of restrictions forever and ever.
Was there any response, Rick, from the state's Republican legislative leaders?
Yeah, I mean, they've been battling with the governor about these about restrictions for quite some time. And the reaction was, it's about time and it's not quite enough. And I think what Republicans are most interested in is some kind of an assurance that if there is a resurgence, if we, you know, have to face this variant problem, that the governor won't go down the road that she went down before with imposing restrictions on gatherings and businesses and schools.
Hmm. Did they indicate whether they would be trying to encourage people to vaccinate within their own districts?
I had a chance to ask all the leaders about that, and there was a sharp divergence, as you might expect, between the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate and the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate. And, you know, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was pretty adamant that this was an individual choice that he wasn't going to engage in, you know, beyond you know, what he's done already. He said that getting vaccinated is a good idea. And the you know, Democrats saying that this is something that everyone should be throwing their shoulders behind to try and reach 70%.
Rick Plutas, Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations. Thanks, Rick. Happy Friday.
Oh, same to you, April.